The following presentation of Green Medicine Radio has been pre-recorded. From everyone at the Dahoma Clinic and Dispensary, have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Green Medicine Radio. I'm Dr. Benjamin Magoon, one of the new naturopathic doctors at Dahoma Clinic, filling in for Dr. Wright this week. I've had the pleasure of spending the last year under the mentorship of Dr. Wright, sitting in on all of his patient appointments and learning the most scientifically proven methods to improve health and longevity directly from the man who knows it better than anyone else. It's my honor to be here with you today and to be seeing patients at Dahoma Clinic. Just a little bit about my background. I'm a former engineer turned natural medicine physician with a passion for helping people achieve optimal health and vitality through personalized treatments that address the root cause of their condition, not just the symptoms. I have advanced training in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women, Alzheimer's disease and dementia, ADHD, autoimmune diseases, depression and anxiety, diabetes, digestive disorders, pediatrics, and adrenal disorders. And with that all said, we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about aging and longevity, anxiety, bone health, improving brain function and memory, cancer prevention and treatment, dental health, eye health, glycemic control, heart health, and improving sleep quality. And we're going to be looking at all of these topics through the lens of research that has been recently published. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Green Medicine Radio Research Edition. As many of you know, since the 1970s, Dahoma Clinic physicians have been the first to introduce many research-based, safe and effective natural treatments, with bioidentical hormone replacement therapy probably being the best known. We've also introduced a safe and effective treatment for dry macular degeneration, and a nearly 100% effective treatment for Osgood-Schlatter's disease, along with a safe and effective treatment which eliminates asthma in over 80% of children, and also eliminates asthma in over 50% of adults. And we continue this trend today, pioneering the safe and effective use of natural treatment options for a number of conditions. Okay, we've got a lot of great information to cover, so let's jump right in. I want to start off with an interesting story about the origin of clinical treatments for UTIs with D-mannose, which was research-based and successfully clinically applied for the first time ever at Dahoma Clinic. D-mannose self-treatment for urinary tract infections started in the 1980s with a girl less than 10 years old who had been suffering from recurrent kidney infections for most of her short life. Even though these infections were successfully treated with antibiotics, her parents had been warned that she might need a kidney transplant in the future, maybe when she was a teenager, as her kidneys were beginning to show signs of damage from so many infections and treatments. Not only that, but the doctor also warned that they were running out of effective antibiotics against the E. coli her daughter had. Her mother was determined to avoid even a small possibility of a kidney transplant, so she and her husband brought their daughter to the Dahoma Clinic for a second opinion. Fortunately, her mother was a terrific record keeper. She had copies of reports from every doctor her daughter had seen, as well as records of the results of every urine culture that had been done. All of these reports found that the infection had always been E. coli, a bacteria which, as its name implies, usually lives in the colon. However, it is also the very most common cause, 80 to 95% of all bladder and urinary tract infections. Fortunately, in the 1980s, a team of researchers from Northwestern University Medical School in Chicago published a report showing that the sugar D-mannose prevented the E. coli bacteria from adhering to the cells that line the entire urinary tract of D-mannose. E. coli could no longer stick to the cells inside the bladder and urinary tract. Once her mother was informed that D-mannose, a harmless natural sugar, had been found to do this, she asked where she could buy it. At the time, even though the research had been available for anyone to read for a few years, D-mannose was only available in bulk from chemical supply companies, which often wouldn't sell their products to individuals. The mother immediately declared that she didn't care what bulk supply might cost, particularly as it had at least a chance to prevent a kidney transplant in the future. So she asked if we would please have Tahoma Clinic or Meridian Valley Lab order it for her, and that's what we did. When it arrived, the child's mother came to get it, and by this time she had already read a lot concerning D-mannose and realized it was totally harmless. She asked if as much as a teaspoonful would be okay at the very first symptom that indicated her daughter was getting yet another bladder infection. And then every 3 to 4 hours until all signs of the infection were gone, as she had bought in bulk, so she certainly had enough to be able to do that. Then the other infections occurred, it might be tried, and if less wasn't effective, she could go back up to a larger quantity. And there was no need to wake her daughter at night for another every 3 to 4 hour dose of D-mannose. Our bodies excrete all of the extra D-mannose into the bladder, where it prevents E. coli from sticking. So all those E. coli would just float around, not doing any harm until they were ready to be urinated away in the morning. Mother, father, or daughter weren't seen in person about this problem after that. However, mother called, very excited, after her daughter's next urinary tract infection was cleared in just a little over 24 hours with the help of D-mannose. She had also decided to give her daughter a dose of D-mannose every day to prevent the infections, which she continued to do until her daughter went through puberty when, with the help of ovarian hormones, the tissues apparently became strong enough to fight off the E. coli on their own. Her daughter only had one bladder infection between the first visit at Tahoma Clinic and puberty, and that happened when she was between 11 and 12 years old, when her and her parents went on vacation and forgot to take the D-mannose powder with them. After this family's initial success with D-mannose elimination of urinary tract infections, Tahoma Clinic contacted a supplement company with a request to put D-mannose powder on the market to cure bladder and urinary tract infections. Even though it wasn't patentable and therefore remained inexpensive, the company did it. It continued to eliminate E. coli infections in the urinary tract, and the word spread like wildfire from one person to another about this safe, inexpensive, and highly successful treatment. Today, any of us can buy D-mannose at any natural food store, compounding pharmacy, Tahoma Clinic dispensary, and even the big box drug stores. We're going to take a quick break, but stick around. We'll be right back.
We've all heard of using curcumin as a spice, but in the March issue of the Green Medicine newsletter, Dr. Wright gives a detailed look at the many health benefits that curcumin provides. He quotes a renowned doctor who shares that curcumin is by far one of the most powerful antioxidants known to science, hundreds of times more powerful than blueberries and dark chocolate. In addition, studies reveal that curcumin can lessen or eliminate depression, prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia, reduce obesity, and much more. Subscribe to the Green Medicine newsletter for the full article and for other health insights. Visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. That's 602-252-4477. The Green Medicine newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com.
Let's start with ways to improve brain function and memory. And we're going to talk about lithium and brain health. Here's a current article from the journal Current Alzheimer's Research. The title says it all. Microdose lithium treatment stabilized cognitive impairment in patients with Alzheimer's disease. And here's a quote from the article. Our group evaluated the effect of a microdose of 30 milligrams once daily for 15 months. The treated group showed no decreased performance in the mini mental status examination test in opposition to the lower scores observed for the control group during treatment, with significant differences starting 3 months after beginning the treatment. It's been well researched and proven that low-dose lithium can increase longevity, form new brain cells, and improve Alzheimer's treatment and prevention with very minimal risk. But of course, you should check with your physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, about any risks. Moving on to another article. Here's a 2018 report from the journal Alternative and Complementary Medicine showing that spearmint extract improves working memory in men and women with age-associated memory impairment. By taking 900 milligrams a day of spearmint extract, men and women both improve their working memory and self-reported ability to sleep. So if you or a loved one have age-related memory impairment, it might be worth it to try supplementing with spearmint extract to see if you can double your pleasure by improving your memory and freshening your breath. Okay, here's some new 2019 research from Environmental Health Journal supporting a well-known claim that fluoride negatively impacts cognitive function. It's titled Developmental Fluoride Neurotoxicity and Updated Review. This is a cross-sectional study looking at 14 different areas with naturally high fluoride concentrations in the groundwater. Their data showed that early life exposures to fluoride were negatively associated with children's performance on cognitive tests. The lead researcher on this publication, Professor Grandjean, is a professor of environmental health at Harvard School of Public Health. And as you may know, been researched and proven that xylitol, a safe, natural sugar, can prevent and reverse tooth decay better than fluoride. So please don't let anyone tell you or try to convince you that fluoride is the only public health option to reduce cavities. Okay, moving on. Here's a new one coming out of the journal Nutrition Reviews titled Associations Between Vitamin D Status in Pregnancy and Offspring Neurodevelopment. This systematic review provides evidence that low vitamin D levels as early as the second trimester of pregnancy may be related to adverse offspring neurodevelopment outcomes, specifically language skills and motor development. I think all of us have heard about maternal folate, not folic acid, but folate and its deficiency increasing the risk of birth defects. And many of us know that maternal vitamin B12 deficiency can result in greater risk of birth defects. But you may or may not know that maternal zinc deficiency can also be responsible for birth defects. Before deciding to have a child, women should check with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to make sure these and other nutrients are sufficient to minimize risk. Parents want their children not only to be born healthy, but to remain healthy. Prospective mothers should have their vitamin D levels checked. Optimal vitamin D should be the same as they are for mothers who live in sunny tropical areas. 60 to 100 nanograms per milliliter is the ideal tropical optimal range. So be sure to check with your physician about testing this also. So just to recap our discussion on brain health, we covered lithium, we covered spearmint extract, we talked about xylitol and vitamin D during pregnancy. Okay, we're going to jump into the next topic and dive into the current research on ways to improve aging and longevity. Starting with the topic from the biochemical journal titled Use of Carnosine as a Natural Anti-Senescence Drug for Human Beings. And here's a quote from the article. Carnosine is a free radical scavenger and appears to be able to extend the lifespan of cultured cells, rejuvenate senescent cells, inhibit the toxic effect of amyloid peptide, inhibit glycosylation of proteins and protein cross-linking, and maintain cellular homeostasis. Also, carnosine seems to delay the impairment of eyesight with aging, effectively preventing and treating senile cataracts and other age-related diseases. Therefore, carnosine may be applied to human beings as a drug against aging. End quote. Okay, that abstract from the year 2000 seems almost too good to be true. We have a safe, inexpensive item that's available over the counter, which slows aging in multiple ways. Well, it appears that it isn't too good to be true. Because here's a brief quote from a review article published 16 years later, titled Carnosine and the Aging Process. And the quote is, it's been suggested that endogenous dipeptide carnosine, also available as a food supplement, possesses anti-aging activity and may achieve its reported age-alleviating effects via a number of mechanisms. End quote. So if you're not already taking carnosine as part of a daily supplement program, why not talk to a knowledgeable physician about doing that? And before leaving the topic of carnosine, we should include one more article on the anti-aging effects of carnosine. This one is titled, Novel Facial Cream Containing Carnosine Inhibits Formation of Advanced Glycation End Products in Human Skin. And here's the quote. It may be inferred that the use of this cream would lead to improvements of signs linked to accumulation of advanced glycation end products, which accumulate in the skin as it ages. And use of this product can lead to improved firmness, elasticity, and skin tone. So, carnosine, anyone? Okay, moving on with the topic of improving aging and longevity. It would be wrong not to mention our old friend lithium again in this category. Not only is lithium good for brain health, it can improve the symptoms of aging and longevity. Here's an article from the European Journal of Nutrition titled, Low-Dose Lithium Uptake Promotes Longevity in Humans and Metazoans. And metazoans is just a fancy term for animals. And here's a quote from that article. In humans, we find here an inverse correlation between drinking water lithium concentrations and all-cause mortality. So, more lithium, less deaths from all causes. And they looked at 18 neighboring Japanese municipalities with a total of 1.2 million individuals. They also found exposure to a comparably low concentration of lithium extends the lifespan of a worm-like organism called C. elegans. Taken together, these findings indicate that long-term low-dose exposure to lithium may exert an anti-aging capabilities and unambiguously decrease mortality in evolutionary distinct species. Okay, so why are we talking about worms now? Because C. elegans is a commonly used model organism to research and study molecular mechanisms and metabolic diseases. But putting that aside, the research report tells us that daily intake of the element lithium can extend lifespan and decrease mortality in humans. And as previously mentioned, lithium has also been proven in other research to stimulate the formation of new brain cells. So to recap our discussion, we covered the many benefits of carnosine and lithium on their ability to improve aging and longevity. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
For health-improving, energy-boosting insights, tune in to Green Medicine with Dr. Jonathan Wright. Saturday afternoons from 3 to 4 on KTTH. Dr. Wright, MD, ND, fills the airwaves with holistic health care and naturopathic remedies from acute and chronic conditions to revitalizing the body. Green Medicine with Dr. Jonathan Wright. Saturday afternoons from 3 to 4 right here on KTTH. Visit greenmedicineradio.com.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. T-Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder. The formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Our next topic of interest is cancer prevention and treatment. Our first research article from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition titled Dairy Products, Calcium, and Prostate Cancer Risk in the Physician's Health Study. Now, the Physician's Health Study was a massive research project that collected information on 20,000 physicians and took place over 11 years. Here's a quote from the article. During our 11-year follow-up, we documented 1,012 cases of prostate cancer among 20,000 men. These results support the hypothesis that dairy products and calcium are associated with a greater risk of prostate cancer. Now realize, this research was published almost 20 years ago. So why haven't we heard more about the extra risk of prostate cancer associated with dairy use in men? I'll leave that with you to think about. Moving on to our next article on cancer prevention and treatment. Here's an article from the International Journal of Molecular Sciences titled, Determination of Relative Efficacy of EPA and DHA for Anti-Cancer Effects in Human Breast Cancer Models. And here's a quote from that article. Epidemiological studies have associated high fish oil consumption with decreased risk of breast cancer. Omega-3, long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids, EPA and DHA, found in fish and fish oils exert anti-cancer effects, end quote. So if we want to do everything we can to prevent breast cancer, maybe eating more fish or taking more fish oil should be considered. The next article we're going to look at is from Biomedicine, titled Retinoic Acid and Cancer Treatment. Here's a quote from the article. It is currently understood that retinoic acid plays important roles in cell development and differentiation, as well as cancer treatment. They mention lung, prostate, breast, ovarian, bladder, oral, and skin cancers have all been demonstrated to be suppressed by retinoic acid. Our results show that low-dose and high-dose retinoic acid may respectively cause cell cycle arrest and death of cancer cells. These results provide new evidence indicating that the molecular mechanisms of retinoic acid may control cancer cell fates. And they continue on in the article to say, since high doses of retinoic acid may lead to cytotoxicity, it's probably best utilized as a potential supplement in one's daily diet to prevent or suppress cancer progression. In this review, we have collected numerous references demonstrating the findings of retinoic acid in melanoma, hepatoma, lung cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer. And we hope these observations will shed light on the future investigation of retinoic acid in cancer prevention therapy, end quote. And that article was published in 2014. You would expect to find dozens of research reports concerning retinoic acid treatment in cancer. Instead of dozens, there are only a few. And two of those articles are what we're going to cover next. So one of these articles came from Asian Pacific Journal of Cancer Prevention, titled Retinoid Receptors in Gastric Cancer, Expression and Influence on Prognosis. And here's a quote. Patients whose tumors exhibited low levels of retinoic acid receptor expression had significantly lower overall survival compared to patients who had higher expression of levels of this receptor. And then they go on to say, patients undergoing all trans retinoic acid treatment had significantly longer median survival times. And in conclusion, this study provides a molecular basis for the therapeutic use of retinoids against gastric cancer, end quote. So in case you missed that, I'm going to translate it. When treated with all-trans retinoic acid, individuals suffering from gastric cancers had significantly longer survival times. Okay, so why haven't we heard more about this amazing discovery? It should come as no surprise that gastric cancer research was done in China. For one, Asia has some of the highest incidence of gastric cancer in the world, but more importantly, their healthcare system is designed to put health of the people before the profits. Unlike in the U.S. healthcare system, where we put profit above patients and healthcare workers. And as you may know, in 2014, Tufts University reported that the cost to develop and win approval for a new drug was, at that time, $2.6 billion to bring a new drug to market. And there's just no way to recoup that $2.6 billion investment by selling a non-patentable natural substance like retinoic acid. So that's why you'll never hear about it, or many other natural treatment options, unless you dig into the research for yourself or you find a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to work with. And it's our belief at Tahoma Clinic that it's well past time to declare freedom of choice without government interference from personal healthcare decisions. Okay, I've said my piece. We're going to continue on with the topic of cancer prevention and treatment. Here's an article coming out of Oncology Reports titled, Dietary Boron Intake and Prostate Cancer Risk. Here's a quote from that article. after controlling for age, race, education, smoking, body mass index, dietary caloric intake, and alcohol consumption, increased dietary boron intake was associated with a decreased risk of prostate cancer with a dose response pattern. So in English, a dose response pattern means the more boron, the less the prostate cancer risk. And you may know boron is not found in very high levels in foods. But some of the foods that do contain boron are raisins, almonds, hazelnuts, and dried apricots. And raisins are reported to contain somewhere around 4.5 milligrams in about 100 grams, so roughly 3.5 ounces. However, men may also use boron supplementation as high as 9 or 10 milligrams of boron daily, which equals about 7 ounces of raisins. And that's been found to increase free testosterone, which, as you may know, is the active form of testosterone. And it's also able to decrease sex hormone binding globulin, which is a molecule that reduces your free testosterone. Okay, just to recap what we talked about for cancer treatment and prevention, we covered avoiding dairy to reduce prostate cancer. We talked about increasing fish oil to reduce breast cancer. We also did a deep dive into retinoic acid for many types of cancer, specifically though gastric cancer. And finally, increase boron to reduce prostate cancer risk. Moving on to the next area of discussion, let's talk about bone health. We're going to start with the American Journal of Public Health with an article titled Milk, Dietary Calcium, and Bone Fractures in Women, a 12-year prospective study. This was a study among 78,000 women aged 34 to 59 years old. And here's a quote. We found no evidence that higher intake of milk or calcium from food sources reduced fracture incidence. These data did not support the hypothesis that higher consumption of milk or other food sources of calcium by adult women protects against hip or forearm fractures. Okay, it's hard to argue with that. But please be sure to check with your physician who's knowledgeable in natural medicine about a multivitamin, multimineral combination that includes both strontium and vitamin K, one example being Osteomins AM and PM. Because there's unpublished research showing that women's bone density test reports went from osteoporosis to normal, not overnight, but after several years of daily use of that supplement. Okay, continuing on with bone health. Here's an article from the journal Menopause titled Body Iodine Status in Women with Postmenopausal Osteoporosis. Healthy postmenopausal women were compared with osteopenic and osteoporotic groups of women in terms of their levels of urinary iodine concentration and their bone mineral density. The urinary iodine level was significantly lower in women with postmenopausal osteoporosis, and iodine replacement may be important in preventing osteoporosis in areas where iodine deficiency is endemic. End quote. The particular iodine metabolic pathways that impact bone mineral density during the postmenopausal period remain to be identified, end quote. Well, no one told us in medical school that the mineral iodine is even important in preventing bone loss in women. So, how much iodine should women use? Of course, you need to check with your physician who's knowledgeable in natural medicine, but however, it's very, very likely that the recommendation made in the October 2018 Green Medicine Newsletter article titled, A Drop a Day Can Keep the Cancer Away, which recommended using one drop daily of Lugol's iodine, would likely be enough to help prevent osteoporosis without being an overdose. And as mentioned in the article, no one knows how iodine helps to preserve bone density. What about osteoporosis for men? Well, we haven't seen any research reports concerning iodine and bone density in men, but it's very likely that iodine will do the same in both genders. And that's it for bone health. Just a quick recap. We talked about the lack of evidence supporting consumption of dairy or calcium to prevent bone loss. And we mentioned how supplements, Osteomins AM and PM, can help improve bone density scores in women. And we talked about the yet-to-be-identified ways iodine can preserve bone density. Moving on to our next topic of discussion, eye health. This first bit of research comes from a book by Benjamin Frank titled Nucleic Acid Nutrition and Therapy.
He talks about a case report that illustrates the beneficial effect of RNA in one case of retinitis pigmentosa. Now, retinitis pigmentosa, although rare, is a significant cause of blindness, and no treatment has been consistently successful in this disease. But Dr. Frank's treatment began with a multivitamin, a B-complex, vitamin C, plus RNA at 325 milligrams a day. And after a month of daily therapy, the patient's vision became normal. Now, it's amazing that a supplement with these natural substances can stop such an aggressive, degenerative disease. But there you have it. You may remember back in December 2019, Green Medicine Newsletter compiled an extensive review of Dr. Frank's RNA therapy results, including obvious improvement in the appearance of aging skin, improvement in memory and mental sharpness, restoring menstrual periods, and reversing aging in dogs. And the January 2020 issue told us about significant improvement in Parkinson's disease with RNA accompanied by a B complex. Now, for considerably more information about the successful RNA therapy on an even wider variety of health problems, you can check your local library for a copy of Dr. Frank's book, which was titled Nucleic Acid Nutrition and Therapy. Okay, continuing on with eye health. We already mentioned carnosine, but it's worth revisiting here too. Here's a quote from the previous article in the Aging and Longevity section on carnosine. Quote, carnosine seems to delay the impairment of eyesight with aging, effectively preventing and treating senile cataract and other age-related diseases, end quote. Now there you have it. If you're not already taking carnosine as part of a daily supplement program, why not talk to a knowledgeable physician about doing that? Now, just to recap our discussion on eye health, we talked about Dr. Frank's pioneering work on RNA supplementation and carnosine's numerous benefits. Both supplements are excellent recommendations to reduce the stress of aging and improve eyesight. We're going to take a quick break.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. 800-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine.
Okay, moving on to the next topic. Let's talk briefly about heart health. Here's an article published in the journal Biomedical Research International titled Antimicrobial Natural Product Berberine is Efficacious for the Treatment of Atrial Fibrillation. That title says it all. Here's a quote from the article. We find that berberine and amiodarone are equally effective at maintenance of sinus rhythm, that being our heart's normal rhythm. The beneficial effect of berberine is confirmed, and the clinical application of berberine is promising. They say there was no statistical difference between berberine and amiodarone on conversion rate or echocardiographic parameters. Now, atrial fibrillation can be a serious condition, so please don't try this one on your own. If you've experienced atrial fibrillation and are taking amiodarone and presently experience one or more of amiodarone's many adverse effects, please take a copy of this article to your cardiologist as well as your physician who is knowledgeable in natural medicine and ask about trying berberine. Now, especially if you have type 2 diabetes yourself or if it runs in your family, as berberine has been proven years ago to be very useful against type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. And berberine has very few adverse effects. Now, that was a good one. Since we mentioned diabetes and metabolic syndrome, let's move on to a new topic and talk about glycemic control. The journal Diabetes Care published an article titled Efficacy and Safety of CBD and THCV on Glycemic and Lipid Parameters in Patients with Type 2 Diabetes, a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, parallel group pilot study. Whew. All right, the quote from the article says, compared with placebo, THCV significantly decreased fasting plasma glucose and improved pancreatic B-cell function. Then they say THCV could represent a new therapeutic agent in glycemic control in subjects with type 2 diabetes. Now that's amazing. If there was a pharmaceutical drug that was capable of significantly decreasing fasting blood sugar and improving the function of the insulin-secreting pancreatic beta cells, we would have all heard, seen, and read about it. Mainstream medicine would be prescribing it, and insurance would likely cover it. Maybe someday we'll get to that point with natural medicine options. Let's move on to the next topic and talk about dental health. The journal Stem Cells International published an article titled D-MANOS Enhanced Immunomodulation of Periodontal Ligament Stem Cells via Inhibiting IL-6 Secretion. Ooh, that was a mouthful. But they reported that periodontal ligament stem cells could reconstruct damaged periodontal tissues and periodontal ligament stem cells pre-treated with D-MANOS could regulate T-cell proliferation even better, meaning more regulatory T cells were generated when mixed with D-MANOS pre-treated periodontal ligament stem cells. We already talked about the research which proved that the natural sugar xylitol prevents and reverses tooth decay with no adverse effects. Now this research report tells us that the natural sugar D-MANOS, which was first used in the 1980s in the United States, right here at Tahoma Clinic to cure E. coli bladder infections, can safely stimulate stem cells in periodontal tissues. Now, to keep your teeth and gums healthy, why not consider mixing xylitol and D-MANOS powders in a 50-50 combo and put it in a container in your bathroom, maybe near the toothpaste, and swish a small amount in your mouth daily to keep your teeth and gums as healthy as possible. Let's move on to a new topic and talk about sleep quality. The journal Sleep and Biological Rhythms published an article titled Subjective Effects of Glycine Ingestion Before Bedtime on Sleep Quality. Here's a quote from the article. The effects of glycine on sleep quality were examined in a randomized, double-blind crossover trial.
the volunteers with complaints about the quality of their sleep ingested either glycine at 3 grams or a placebo before bedtime, and their subjective feelings following morning were evaluated. The glycine ingestion significantly improved the following elements: fatigue, liveliness, and clear-headedness. These results suggest that glycine produced a good subjective feeling after awakening from sleep. End quote. And to continue with glycine and improvements in sleep, the same journal published an article titled "Glycine Ingestion Improves Subjective Sleep Quality in Human Volunteers Correlating with Polysomnographic Changes." This study, instead of subjective improvements about how they felt, looked at objective data like electronic monitoring to measure the depth of sleep, also memory and cognitive function scores. Again, glycine lessened daytime sleepiness and improved performance of memory recognition tasks. And here's a quote. "Thus, a bolus of ingestion of glycine before bedtime seems to produce subjective and objective improvement of the sleep quality." End quote. Moving on to our next topic, let's talk about anxiety. This study comes from the journal Phytotherapy Research, titled "GABA Modulating Phytomedicines for Anxiety: A Systematic Review of Preclinical and Clinical Evidence." For the very few not familiar with medicalese, GABA is a neurotransmitter with calming effects, and phytomedicines are just herbs used for their effects on health. Here's a quote from the article. "The commonly known herb as kava has the largest evidence base for use in the anxiety disorders. It's the most strongly evidenced for generalized anxiety." End quote. Then they go on to list some other beneficial herbs for anxiety. They mention valerian, gotocola, chamomile, ginkgo, passionflower, and ashwagandha. They say these herbs offer the next most extensive evidence for reducing anxiety through GABA-related pathways. Now, although this research was published in 2018, standard of care medicine is still promoting pharmaceutical medicines for the treatment of anxiety, despite all of their adverse effects. Although many fewer and usually less serious adverse effects can occur from herbs, please check with a physician who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine before using any of these herbs for anxiety or for any purpose. I want to thank you all for listening today. My name is Dr. Benjamin Magoon, one of the new physicians at Tahoma Clinic. If you are interested in learning more about these topics or any other medical conditions that you would like to work on, please give us a call at Tahoma Clinic. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Take care.
Tahoma Clinic Dispensary in Tukwila has the best selection of vitamin, mineral, and botanical supplements in the greater Seattle area. All are selected by Tahoma Clinic's physicians for effectiveness as well as safety. Their unique prostate and osteoporosis formulas get rave reviews. They were the first to stock D-Manos for elimination of bladder infection and Berberine for type 2 diabetes. In Tukwila or online, TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com.
Now, before we get to your calls, I'd like to talk about some news you can use. First of all, from the World Journal of Men's Health, a link has been discovered between obstructive sleep apnea and testosterone deficiency. Now, we know sleep apnea is associated with intermittent lack of oxygenation during sleep, which can break up your sleep, sometimes called sleep fragmentation. We also know sleep apnea occurs more in men than in women, and especially in middle-aged men over 40. So it does make sense that sleep apnea has been confirmed to be associated with testosterone deficiency and also obesity and aging in general. So if you're a guy over 40 or 50 diagnosed with sleep apnea, chances are high you also have low testosterone levels. Whether taking testosterone negates the need for a CPAP machine has yet to be proven, of course. But for sleep apnea, I also recommend food sensitivity testing to help decongest the airway, as I have seen many patients who improved or eliminated their sleep apnea by discontinuing intake of their food sensitivities, especially dairy products. And also, according to the 2017 European Academy of Allergy and Clinical Immunology Task Force report, allergic rhinitis, also known as nasal congestion, is not only associated with obstructive sleep apnea, but also asthma, eczema, food allergies, conjunctivitis, chronic middle ear infections, sinus infections, tonsillar enlargement, and disordered sleep patterns. And next up, did you know that taking a statin medication to lower your cholesterol has been linked to higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes? We knew this has been a link for many years, but a recent research from the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology studied over 9,500 people. They were all over 45 years old. They were studied for up to 15 years, and they found that individuals who had ever taken a statin in their life were 38% more likely to develop type 2 diabetes, have higher fasting insulin, and greater insulin resistance. And in another analysis of 20 separate randomized controlled studies, it was revealed an overall 44% increase in new onset diabetes compared to people not taking statins. It was also found that rosuvastatin yielded a particular higher risk, a 61% greater risk, compared to simvastatin at 38%. There are alternatives to cholesterol-lowering medications, so be sure to see your physician who is skilled and knowledgeable about natural medicine to help prevent the need for any medications, including statins. And next, are you a postmenopausal woman who struggles with weight gain? Did you know estrogen deficiency is considered to be the main cause of increased appetite and increased weight gain in postmenopausal women? What is also interesting is that this type of weight gain is also associated with lower melatonin production, higher FSH level, also known as follicle stimulating hormone. We know FSH rises during menopause to stimulate the ovaries to make more estrogen. But according to the International Journal of Molecular Science, the rise in FSH also correlates to a rise in weight and body mass for women. This is just another reason to monitor your hormones throughout the menopause transition. And what better clinic to support your needs than Dr. Jonathan Wright's Tahoma Clinic? Dr. Wright, of course, is known as the grandfather of bioidentical hormone replacement. And the world-famous Tahoma Clinic physicians are experts on all your hormone needs. And next, many of us would like to know whether we are low in tissue iodine levels. So what's the best way to really check your need for iodine? There is some confusion about iodine and how it affects your thyroid. I find many patients think that the more iodine you take, the more thyroid hormone you'll make. But this isn't the case. In fact, high doses of iodine have been used to suppress the thyroid, especially in Graves' disease and other forms of hyperthyroidism. One way to analyze your iodine level is to check a hair sample, which gives you levels of many toxic and essential minerals, and this is specifically accurate for the last 3 to 4 months in your life. A blood serum iodine level, which many conventional doctors perform, unfortunately is not a good indicator of total tissue iodine levels, as it doesn't reflect where the iodine is needed the most. And blood levels don't necessarily equate to adequate tissue and thyroid levels. Now we have a blood test to monitor how low iodine may be affecting your thyroid directly. A simple blood test called thyroglobulin has a direct correlation to iodine deficiency and how that deficiency is affecting thyroid function. Typically, a thyroglobulin level over 13 indicates a need for more iodine and can easily be monitored through a blood test. So again, that's thyroglobulin, thyroglobulin. And lastly, here's a good question. What is the healthiest diet in the world? So this is being debated by many physicians, many naturopathic docs, and also including nutritionists, conventional doctors, weight loss experts, exercise physiologists, and yes, even your Uncle Fred, who lost 80 pounds on his burger diet. Unfortunately, there is no one diet that works for everyone at every point in their life. Some diets become close, but let's be realistic. If we want to lose weight quickly, we might try a ketogenic diet, but will we stick to it? Chances are slim to none. If we have diabetes, we might try a paleo approach, but again, can we stick to it over the long run? once you've lost the weight or normalized your blood sugar, what is the healthiest diet over the long run? Well, every year, nutritionists, diabetic specialists, heart doctors, human behavior, and weight loss experts come together to debate food and grill each other about their favorite diet. Did you catch that, grill each other? Anyway, the 2019 results are in. By the way, no naturopathic physicians were on the panel, unfortunately. That being said, there were 41 individual diets ranked according to different criteria, and I want to give you the results. The best diabetic diet, number one, was Mediterranean diet. Tied for second was the DASH diet. That stands for Dietary Approach to Stop Hypertension. And also the Flexitarian diet, which is sort of a vegetarian, once in a while having fish on your menu also. So number one was Mediterranean for the diabetic diet, best diabetic diet. The best weight loss diet was something called Volumetrics diet, which works on food energy density categories to fight hunger and lose weight. The best commercial weight loss diet was considered Weight Watchers, followed by the Jenny Craig diet. They had another category called the best fast weight loss diet, and that was something called HMR diet, or Health Management Resource diet. I don't know much about some of these diets. The best heart-healthy diet, again, Mediterranean diet, tied with the Ornish diet, which is a very low-fat diet. And the best overall diet, drumroll please, Mediterranean diet, once again, followed by the DASH diet. And thirdly, the Flexitarian diet. So these were considered the best overall health and longevity diets. The MIND diet is also gaining popularity as it focuses on Alzheimer's and dementia prevention, and this is predicted to likely rise in the rankings over the next year. Interestingly, the Mediterranean diet ranked number one in best overall, best diabetic diet, best diet for healthy eating, best heart-healthy diet, best plant-based diet, and number one in easiest diet to follow. I went to a medical conference last year, and a geneticist was speaking about the attributes of the Mediterranean diet, saying it was the closest diet that fit the human genome requirement for health and longevity. So I thought that was significant. Now, tied for the worst diet, according to the group, was the ketogenic diet and Whole30 diet. Complaints against the ketogenic diet include fatigue, excessive thirst, constipation, not to mention difficulty in continuing it long-term. The Zone diet was ranked 23 out of 41. The Paleo diet was ranked 33 out of 41, primarily because of the high protein levels and difficulty in continuing it long-term. I do have to say the ketogenic diet can be a powerful anti-cancer diet, but the group really didn't have a category for cancer on that. So that's the news you can use. Hopefully that was helpful for you.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
Once again, from the entire staff of the Tahoma Clinic and Dispensary, we hope you've enjoyed this presentation of Green Medicine Radio. Take care and stay safe. We'll be right back.